Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, you guys? This is PDP Richardson. I'm live in Petersburg, Texas, right now with the Plainview Christian. It's Plainview Christian Academy versus Petersburg Buffaloes. Right now, it's nine minutes and 20 seconds to go right here in the first quarter. I just now got off the air at 104.9 The Beat, so that was the reason why I was a little L-A-T-E, a little late. Quarterbacking for the Buffaloes is Jonathan Maldonado. Oh, yes, that is Jonathan Maldonado. And right now, Petersburg Buffaloes has on black pants, black shirts. Right now, we got the running back on. This is number 15 on the carry, Justin Smith. Knocked out of bounds by number 5, Brendan Brown. First and 15 on their own 38-yard line. Shout out to the Buffaloes quarterback and his number 1, Jonathan Maldonado. In the backfield, we got Cody McWilliams. Who's getting the rock? He's gonna go! Oh no! What? That was number 6, Sergio Alvarado. Touchdown, Buffalo! That's gonna make the score 6-0. It's a beautiful day here in Petersburg, Texas. We got clear skies. American flag is going to our west. Plainview Christian Academy has some black pants, white jerseys, blue helmets, blue and gold. And there goes the kick, and it is no good. Also with the kick in the ball with Sergio Alvarado. If you guys are just not tuning in, man, it's high school football. Yes, Petersburg Buffaloes versus Perryview Christian Academy. Plainview is in black pants, white jerseys, blue helmets. Petersburg is black on black. What's up, man? You good? All right. That's what's up. Now, I'm good, man. I'll be sure to holler at you when I need some, though. Yeah. That's my little fan right there. Shout out to the homie. And we have a packed house right now. On the home side of Petersburg, we look to have a full house. Shout out to the band over there as well. Plainview Christian Academy has a nice fans over there as well. We have clear skies. American flag is looking beautiful in the sky right now. The referees looking like they've been waiting. They have some time off. Getting ready to kick off for the Buffaloes. Sergio Alvarado, he seems to be the man for the Buffaloes right now. Getting ready for the kickoff, returning for Plainview Christian Academy. It's number 4, senior Jonathan Salmon. There goes the kick. Kick went about 7-8 yards. It's going to be picked up by number 8 of the Christian Academy, Cameron Holtz. Gain of about 2. It's going to be 1st and 15 for the Plainview Christian Academy. Starting out on their own 34-yard line. Quarterbacking for Plainview, number 8, Cameron Holt. Cameron Holt is a senior. He's a quarterback and a linebacker. Hands it off to number 22. Now, she's taken down by a pack of Buffaloes. Leading the pack for the Buffs is number 10, Ty Peterson. And number 7, Alvarado. Gain on the play, 2nd down and 15 for the Eagles. I was looking to see what their name was. I don't even see it here. Head coach from Petersburg. Lead assistant coaches, Ty Carnegie, Marcos Rendon. 2nd and 15 for the Eagles. Buffalo, Alex Arrow. He's going to 15 for the Buffs. Third down and 15 for the Eagles. If I'm an Eagles right here, man, I might just want to stick it on the ground. And right now, this is six-man football. They got the wide field to their right. If I was them, I'd just go ahead and spread them on out. All righty, there goes the quarterback. Pass incomplete. He has some pressure on him. Number two, Caden Perez with the pressure. Shout out to Caden. He's a freshman. It's going to be 4th and 15. 4th and 11 for the Eagles. We're going to see what's going to go on. They bring it back to quarterback. Cameron Hope coming on the field. He's a senior. Looks like they got some extra knee pads on. I guess that's something new that the high school students are doing nowadays. Getting ready for the punt. They have number 4, Jonathan Simmons. He's a senior. Running back in linebacker. Oh, we got a fake. He sets down by number 7. Oh! Number 7 of Petersburg, Jesus Alvarado with the pressure. Almost intercepted by Caden Perez, the freshman. It's going to be turnover on downs. 1st and 15 for the Buffaloes. Starting out on the Eagles 34-yard line. Sergio Alvarado, quarterback in here. Correction, Jonathan Maldonado. Oh, he hands it off quick. Oh, making a couple people miss. That was number 15, Jet Smith. Going to be a gain of about 6. Number 5, Brendan Brown, sophomore, sitting on the plate for the Eagles here. Now we have 2nd and long for the Buffaloes. All in all, those under the center. 2 back in the backfield. There goes the snap. He pitches it to 15. He makes a couple of those miss. Touchdown, Buffalo! Justin! And that's going to make the score 12-0, 6 minutes and 50 seconds here in the first quarter. The Buffalo Chillers that's it to the fan. Shout out to this. Now we have Alvarado getting ready for the field goal kick. The last one was blocked. Oh, this one needs to work on that one. Had a bunch of pressure right there, and the ball just went strictly not even 2 yards in the air. You know what I'm saying? So basically just scooted. But the score is 12-0 here in Petersburg, Texas. Petersburg has on black jerseys, black helmets, yellow stripes. Petersburg Christian Academy has black pants, white jerseys, and blue helmets with the eagle on top of the helmet. 6 seconds ago here behind me. Right now making me want to eat some steak. But yeah, Buffalo is getting ready for the kickoff. Alvarado seems to be the go-to guy for. He's a running back. He's a field goal kicker. It looks like he's about to get ready to do the kickoff too as well. KCBD Channel 11 is in the house. There goes the kick. Looks like a squid kick. The Eagles recovered. 13K. We're going to be 1st and 10. Number 8, Mr. Ventura Lopez. It's going to be 1st and 15. Starting out on the Buffalo 39-yard line. Brent Holmes. Oh, he's yeah, guy. Oh, incomplete. With pass. Alvarado. What up? Yeah. That was English. Shout out to the Petersburg band out there. There's some huge Petey Pete's fans. Brendan Holt is in the shotgun this time. What's up? Oh, not right now, man. Appreciate it, though. Pass complete to number two, Hagen Pitt. It's going to be third and long. They're playing my jam behind me. So I might start rapping. If y'all hear me start rapping, don't pay me no attention. It's Friday night football, people. It's Friday night football. Brendan Holt. He's in an empty backfield. Number 22 goes in motion to his right side. Oh, he has instant pressure. Barbarano. Oh, pass complete to number 20. That's going to be an Eagle first down. Pass complete to Brendan Kroenke. It's going to be first down. That's the first time they've moved the sticks today. Brendan Holt, there he is in the, he got pressure on him. Is he going to take him down? He's having trouble. There he is. Sergio Alvarado with the sack. He's everywhere this year. He got a touchdown. He has a sack. It's going to be second and long for the Eagles here. Eagles are out of Plainview Christian Academy. We got a coming up on 5 minutes and 25 seconds here in the first quarter. Brendan Holt is in the shotgun. Number 13 is on the right to him, Caleb Snellgrove. There goes the snap. And oh, it looks like he's going to have a guy open. He got a couple of Petersburg Buffalo leaves his foot. Oh, but they strip the ball. Oh, fumble. Recovery by number two, Caden Torres. You have a flag on the play.
There's a flag on the play.
Flag on the play. Flag on the play. Flag on the play. Who is it against anyway? What they gonna get them for? Oh, it was against the Eagles. Gonna be Buffalo ball. Gonna be first down, Buffalo. 35-yard
line.
First and 15 from the 35-yard line. One of the trainers here for Petersburg, she's a former trainer for the Texas Tech Red Raiders, too. I believe for Lady Raider basketball. All right, Buffalo's taking over. First and 15 on their own 35-yard line. Falling all up with the pitch. Alvarado with the pass. Complete the number seven. He's wide open, everybody. He's wide open. Touchdown. Hey, Alvarado. And there goes the band, people. And they should score 18-0, 4 minutes and 59 seconds left here in the first quarter in Petersburg. Alvarado with the touchdown. Then we had Justin Smith for the touchdown. Uh-oh, high snap. Let's work on that. And field goal is no. G-double-O-D. Good. Let's see, we got a flag on the flag. Offside against the Eagles. The head coach for Petersburg is Armando Feliz. There goes the snap. There goes the kick. Oh, that one is good. Kick made by Ventura Lopez, number 8. It's going to make the score 20-0. Four minutes and 59 seconds. If you guys just now tuning in, Petersburg Buffaloes versus Christian Academy Eagles. Clear skies here in Petersburg, Texas. We got a few dark clouds. Of course, it's about to get dark in a little bit, but we're in a great state of Texas where for high school football is everything. It's everything. If you guys want to listen to me on the daily, you can listen to me Monday through Friday, well, Monday through Thursday on Love Is Number One for Hip Hop R&B, 104.9 The Beat. Number one on air personality around here in this area. It's all about doing what you love and love what you're doing and making your dreams come true. And another dream of mine is sports. Sports got me away from the streets, that kept me out of trouble and continue to keep me out of trouble. And SOAR was nothing but a research project. Got kicked out of my group and ended up coming up with an online radio station. And I'm finding my passion. Opposition often brings opportunities. It's all about what you're looking for. All righty. Buffalo's getting ready to for the kickoff here. Kicking off is Ventura Lopez. They said they ready. There they go. There goes the kick. Better kick this time. It's called by the quarterback of the Eagles, number 8, Britton. Oh, he's tackled by a back of Buffalo's, number 2, Caden. Number 21 as well, Ivan Salih. It's going to be first and 15 for the Eagles.
Starting out on their own
34-yard line. Cameron Holt, quarterbacking for the Eagles. Looks like they're getting there and going up under the center. There he is. Pitches it to number 4 where he goes up the middle for the Eagles. We got another fumble on the play. Talented Savin fumbles the ball for the Eagles. But they saying he was down. They saying he was down. I don't know, ref. Oh, the fumble! We covered by the Buffaloes. Number 7, Jesus Alvarado. First and 15 for the Bucks. Starting out on our own 34-yard line. First three possessions ended in a touchdown. Let's see if we can keep it going. See if we can keep this momentum going for the Buffaloes. Maldonado under the center. Oh, we got a fumble on the play. Oh, look, the Eagles look like they got the ball right back. Uh-oh. We're covered by number 13. Caleb Snegro. Now about to take over. On the Buffalo's 29-yard line. It's going to be first and 15. The Eagles have only during this game. That was the only possession of the Buffaloes has not scored a touchdown since they've had the ball. Quarterbacking, number 8, Cameron Holt. He has two backs in the backfield with him. He rolls around to the wide side of the field to his right. Number 4 makes one person miss. Oh, now by getting smacked hard by Justin Smith of the Buffaloes. As he got back to the line of scrimmage, it's going to be 2nd and 15.
There is a flag on the play.
You got a flag on the play? Dude, he just accidentally dropped it. Okay, they gave him about, 6 yards. A 2nd and about 11. Long 7 for the Eagles here. We got a huge tackle for loss. But I believe it was a sack. They were trying to stick a receiver around here to the backside. That was Ventura Lopez with the sack. Hey, it's going to be 2nd and long for the Eagles. 2nd and Lubbock. Buffalo defense hasn't seemed to got tested yet, but they're doing pretty good right now as we speak. Cameron Holt getting his offense together. There's a guy in front of him, which is number 4, Jonathan Salmon. It goes on again. Oh, he goes deep. He got, oh, Caden pass that a guy behind him. That was a passing catch. Touchdown, Eagles. Brendan Brown, sophomore wide receiver and safety with that catch there. That was a pretty pass by Cameron Holt. What up, what up, what up, what up? Oh, okay. My bad. They talk about Instagram. There goes a kid. Oh, no good. Caden got that back. He retaliated. That's what I'm talking about. You mess up on one play, you come back. You know what I'm saying? You come back harder than before. So now the score is 20-6, 3 minutes and 29 seconds to go here in Pittsburgh, Texas. We're just now tuning in. Pittsburgh is black on black, baby. Black pants, black jerseys, gold numbers, black helmets, gold stripes. Pittsburgh Christian Academy, black pants, white jerseys, blue jumpers, blue helmets. Shout out to everybody who came out here and who's listening from Plainview. One of my good friends, former Red Raider, he's now a Calgary Stampeder, Jamar Wall. That's where he's from, his neck of the woods. Sergio Alvarado getting ready to get the kickoff return if he makes it that far. Kicking off for the Eagles. Number six, Trey Waller. Uh-oh, we got a little pooch kick. We're covered by number seven. He makes one, two, miss. Oh, we got a tough game. Tough game right there by Jesus Alvarado. The Alvarado boys look like they can go. It's going to be first and 15
for the
Buffalo.
Starting out on their own
38-yard line. They're rushing up, hustling over to the football, to the line of scrimmage. Now we have Alvarado. We got Maldonado up under the center. Looks like they in the pro set. Pitches it off number 15. That boy looks like he can go. That looks like a gain of about 12, 13 yards. I think they gave him a gain of 13 on the play. It's going to be second and three. Justin Smith looks like if you just pitch it to him, he's going to take go. Possibly a lot of Tristan Garza, who was number five last year. As you can see, he was respected. Nobody's wearing his number this year. That boy could go, too. Shout out to him. Uh-oh. Here goes Caden with the ball. Uh-oh. Makes one, two, miss. Uh-oh. Oh, he looks like he's good this year, too, as well. That's going to be a Pittsburgh first down. They say move the chains. Move those chains. Move those chains. First and 15 for the Buffs. It's an all-black. Just now tuning in. It's 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Buffaloes are winning 20-6. They only did not score on one possession. That resulted in a fumble. That was the last time they had the ball. But now they're knocking on the Eagles' territory right now. Uh-oh. Maldonado pitches it to Sergio. Oh, he's tackled by a pack of Eagles. Number six, number 20, number 28, number 13, almost their whole team. Caleb Snellgrove, Cameron Hulk, Leo Ortiz, Hagan Pitts, who's a junior wide receiver linebacker. Second in about 11 for the Buffs. They're knocking on the Eagles' door. Knock, knock. Clock winding down there. Going on to 10. Maldonado. We go to Caden. There it is. Touchdown, Buffalo. He's just a freshman, people. He's just a freshman. Went over to the left side, made a move, made one dude miss, and take it on up to the end zone. That's what you call taking it to the crib. Taking it to the crib where I got a good fresh steak to is marinating in the refrigerator. It's 1:58 to go here in the first quarter. That makes the Buffalo 26-6. Here goes the field goal. Up, and it is no good. Number two with the block, shot blocker, taking picks. He's a junior wide receiver, linebacker out of Plainview Christian. Oh, we got a flag on the play. Flag on the play, and this is against the Eagles. And the Eagles look tired. Look at them. They got their hands on their knees. It's only still the first quarter. They got their hands on their knees over here. I would say, just run the ball. Run them, coach. So we're about to do this field goal over again. There goes the snap, and it is good. The kicker was number 8, Ventura Lopez. All right, you guys just now tuning in, man. I'm your host, P.P. Richardson. You can hear me on 104.9 The Beat, number one radio station, and I'm the number one radio personality on 104.9 The Beat. Prime time from 3 p.m. to 7. P.M. It's a clear skies here in Petersburg, Texas. I see the Buffaloes behind me in a big field. We're right here on the field. It's a packed house here at the stands. If you guys tonight, you can check out live on our Facebook called Soar. The game. First time talking to my wife. She's the one up there. And the press box. Buffalo's getting ready to kick off.
Kicking off for the Buffalo, number 6, Sergio Alvarado.
Sergio Alvarado kicking off. Number 4 for the Eagles is back to receive. Jonathan Salmon. He's been having an okay game. We got a little swift kick. Recovered by number 22 of the Eagles, who is Brandon Ballard. Tackled by a pack of Buffaloes. This is back right there. Caden Perez. Starting out on the Buffalo 34-yard line. Jonathan Salmon is on the quarterback. Hands it off. Oh, he has a big hole. He hands it off right there to number 22, Brandon Ballard. He's a junior for the Eagles. Tripped up by number 2, Caden Perez.
Also number 7, Jesus Alvarado. Gained a 4 on the play.
And Caden is the only freshman on the field. We have a lot of juniors and seniors and one sophomore.
38-yard line.
That speaks a lot, man. He put in a lot of time. He definitely earned it. But you know what they say? It ain't how you start. It's how you finish. We got 1:10 to go here in the first quarter in Petersburg. Hit to the right. Incomplete pass. Putting the pressure on the QB that time was number 23, Alex Oro. That's going to be third and about 11 for the Eagles here. They bring it in their starting quarterback, Cameron Holt, he's a senior. They're in the huddle right now, huddled up. Now they're just not breaking the huddle. We're walking over to the line of scrimmage. It's just the first quarter. And why did the clock stop? And what is the... Oh, now we finally get a pitch. Oh, that was Jonathan Salmon with the quarterback throw right there, intended for number 6, Trey Waller. Going around to his right, but it just seems like their energy level is not there. Let me give a shout out to the Petersburg band. They're keeping it crunk up over there. It's going to be 4th and long. 4th and 7 for the Eagles. Hey, they seem to be taking their time. The clock is stopped. I don't know what's the use of all of that for. I wouldn't be surprised if they had a fake punt right now. Cameron Holt is the one back deep. Oh, Uh-oh, there it is. Home with the pass. It is incomplete. Pass broken up by number 15, Justice Smith. Going to be turnover on down. First and 15 for the Buffalo. And they're going to be starting out on the Eagles' 38-yard line. So like busting out the Deion. Hey, prime time Deion. Now that's one bad boy. That's one bad boy. He couldn't go. He was fast. I was like, now that dude could run. I was watching some highlights of him, man. And other people for the Falcons will get an interception. They will go find Deion and ball just so he can run it back. There goes Maldonado. He's getting the snap from the center. He pitches it to Justice Smith. Be like, watch out for number 15, Justin Smith. But that run did, but you still can't stop that from happening, Captain. So it's going to be. Going to replay the down there. Man, a different formation here. Snap was to number 10. He gives us a Sergio Alvarado, and he's tackled. He caught one for the Eagles.
Alvarado, he's gone down by number 30. Martin for the Eagles.
Gain of a yard on the play. Second down and 14 for the Buffs. For the bus, for the bus, for the bus. Buffalo.
Buffalo. Buffalo.
Buffalo. And Buck Petersburg Buffalo 28. Plainview Christian Academy Eagles has 6. The Buffalo scored on every possession besides one, and they fumbled it. They got a couple turnovers as well. Fumble recovery by freshman Caden Perez. The one touchdown by the Eagles was a throw and catch. It was a huge catch as well. The quarterbacking on that play was Cameron Holt. He's a senior for Plainview. If you guys just now tuning in, man, this is going to be the start of the second quarter. If you go left to right, you got the home side to my left, which is pretty cool, with the Petersburg Citizens here and the band. And you got the cheerleaders right here on the gravel of the track. And then you got the Buffalo Black Panthers, gold numbers, black helmets, gold stripes. And you got the football field, and continue over to the right. You do have the Plainview Christian Academy Eagles, blue numbers, blue helmets, gold stripes. You do have the Eagles fan over there, and you have the cheerleaders too as well for the Eagles that's on the gravel of the track.
And 8th graders are invited to the 5th quarter at the community center.
Oh, they got a 5th quarter after the ball game. They have a 5th quarter for the students. They had that back in the days when they were all in school. I never participated in all of that. Well, you better come home. My mama and was. And I was always the one playing. I'm too tired to go do anything. But all righty. Start of the second quarter. We have a whistle flag on the play offside. Against the Buffaloes. We want to back them up. Which now is going to be second and about 17. Quarterback, and we do got Justin Smith, who goes around. Oh, he tried to flicker it back to the center, trying to give it back to number 10. Tyle Peterson, but ended up being an incomplete pass. That's what they tried to do, a little shovel pass. Try to just run around to a little bit and then shovel it. For Texas Tech, we call that F5. I used to love and hate doing that because I used to love it because it would work. When it would work, it would work great. But if it didn't, you wouldn't work good at all because you have to put your back to the defense. And you don't want to do that in the Big 12. Oh, boy, I learned my lesson. You better believe it. We got third and long. He's just going to take it this time. He made one dude miss. Looks like he's going to make another dude. Buffalo. When in doubt, give it to Jim Smith. He'll run him out. Brought down by number 5, Brendan Brown.
Brandon Ballard.
And number 23, Brandon Ballard.
Buffalo.
Yeah. You got to give me a sip of water real quick. Guys running, I'm running down. I'm on the field with the players. It feel like booby miles. Except the smarter version. Alrighty. There goes the pass. There goes Sergio. He's quarterback and making one dude miss. Made another dude miss. Oh, he's running around past one dude. Get from behind. But now with a couple yards. They say Barry Sanders' best run was a 3-yard run. A lot of people don't understand that, you know. People just want all the grace and glory the whole time. But sometimes it's hard to get back to that line of scrimmage, especially when you don't have the line. But it's 9 minutes and 34 seconds to go here in the second quarter. The score is 28-6. Petersburg is on top. They've been moving the ball pretty well this game. But for some odd reason, some Eagles don't look like they in shape. They've been already putting their hands on their knees. All righty, Maldonado back at quarterback for the Buffs. There he is. He passes it to Sergio. He's looking at our field not seeing anybody. He's running around here going to make one dude miss. Oh, what a heck of a run. He almost picks up the first down. Overall, he got a big year last year, too, as well. Sergio, the senior. This is his last year. But you know what they say, your career don't go fast until it's your senior year. Then it seems like it goes fast. It won't slow down. There goes the snap. Sergio back there. He's going to run with it this side back a quarterback. Where he gets back to the line of scrimmage. Tackled by number 2, Hagan Pitts for the Eagles. It's going to be third down and 3 for the Buffs. What a... If I was the coach right now, third down and 3, Justin Smith is not in defensively. I'm taking care of the wide side of the field. Let's see what a Petersburg... Oh, they went... Oh, they did a fullback. Oh, they did give it to Justin Smith when he was in a fullback position, but he was met. Oh, he got the first down. First down, Buffalo. I don't know about that call. And that looked like they were kind of close, but they went ahead and gave the first down to the Buffaloes. They knocking on the door.
Referee looked like he was going to do something, but now he changed his mind.
Maldonado's up under the center. Uh-oh, they turned out. Gives it to Maldonado. Oh, Buffalo on the play. Fumble on the play, recovered by number 22, Brandon Ballard of the Eagles. Woo! They were right there. They were right there on the 3-yard line, and they fumbled the ball. And those are the types of things that you want to go back to the film room and just go over. And I really believe Maldonado could have jumped on top of that ball because it looks like he's seen it before. Oh, I'm good, man. Thank you, Doc. I just got to drink of some water. Here, I'll take that Starburst, though, man. Yeah. Thank you. It's going to be 1st and 15. They're back down and they're on their own 7. There goes Holly with the pass. Oh, he almost had a man. That was pass was intended for number 5, Brown, who's a sophomore wide receiver for the Eagles. He has a step on Caden Perez. It's going to bring up 2nd and 15 for the Eagles.
7 yard line.
If I'm the Eagles here, I'm thinking I might go deep. Yeah, you back up. You back down on the on your own 7-yard line. There goes Holly. He's under the center. He gives it out to number 4. He busts up the middle. Picks up a block. Him and Justin Smith is right there. Justin Smith with the tackle. But not after a first down for the Eagles. The Eagles cheerleaders are over the chain. I'm on. Let's go, Eagles. Let's go. It's going to be 1st and 15. Cameron Holt. Up under the center. He looked tired for real. Looks like they messed up on that play. Pass intended to for Jonathan Salmon.
Number 8.
The one who just had that big run as well.
Number 22, Thurman Ballard.
It's about 7 minutes and 8 seconds to go in the second quarter. Coming in for the Eagles, number 22, Brandon Ballard. Eagles coming up to the line of scrimmage. There goes Holt. Oh! Shoot the Buffaloes offside. That's a little trickery right there.
We want Scott.
Kind of like a free throw in basketball. The free throws, you have an opportunity to miss it. Football. It's just 5 yards. Just like Aaron Rodgers, they gave that man $134 million. Where's this money from? But yeah, there goes. That was the Eagles play. And that was Ballard, brought down by number 10, Kyle Peterson, the Bucks. From being a 3rd and 14. For the Eagles. Both teams totaled up right now. Buffalo has been doing pretty good, but minus 2 turnovers there. They have had a mistake. The Eagles got their touchdown on the big play. All right, here goes Ballard again, coming around the right side of the field. He's just hard by number 15, Justin Smith. Game to game. Couple touchdowns. Big run as well. Get his highlight tape ready. Cliff Kingsbury, where you at? Out on the field. About the Eagles. The Texas Tech Red Raiders, they go down to Houston tomorrow. But they're actually already there. Tonight, I'm sure they're out. Right now, as we speak, they're probably watching the movie. And then after the movie, they're going to go to the back of the hotel and watch the film room. Go watch the film. And that's whenever you get the jitters, man. Because right now, during the movie, everybody know why you're there. Everybody know why they're there. And then they play in the NRG Stadium. That's where the Texans play. So everybody getting their mind right. But it's the last time where they can, be on the phone with their girl, just chilling. As soon as they get back on that bus after the movie and get back to that hotel, I remember them days, man. It's just a whole different feeling. That's when you start getting mentally ready right there. But you have to get mentally ready all week, but then you're there, the game is the next day, and now you're about to go and watch film for the last time. But not for the last time, but
you know, the time before the last time. I remember, man, getting the cookies and Gatorade before the game. Boy, I remember, man, he was, he didn't have a mom, but he picked up his weight for the defensive end.
Goes hold, he scrambles around. Oh, he's one guy covered by Alvarado, number 6, Sergio. Pass intended for number 4, Jonathan Salmon, who's been having a pretty good game, but not good enough. The time is 5:58. The score is 28-6. It's a great night for week 1, Friday Night Lights. You got the ice cream man over there from my father to the right. I guess he's trying to step on the Boosters Club, so to speak. But shout out to Miss Debbie, the president of the Boosters Club. Without her, I would not be out here. So thank you, Debbie, for having me out here. So that means that ice cream truck's going to have to go. All righty. That's turnover on downs. Now we have Maldonado for the Buffaloes up under the center. Sergio Alvarado gets the ball. And there he is. Oh, wide open. Wide open to number 7. Jesus Alvarado! He was by himself. Sergio was going to the right. He stopped, looked to the left. He threw it over that. I guess that's his brother that's right there, wide open. Touchdown, Buffaloes. 34-6. Come get some. Come get some. Come get some. Yes, and let's see. They made 2 field goals. Let's see if they're going to make it 3 right now. Nope, and that is no good. At least it wasn't blocked this time. That's going to make the score 34-6. Here in Petersburg, the wind is blowing. We got a nice breeze. It's not too hot. It's not too cold right now. The lights are getting ready to shine bright. The sun has officially left us. 5:51 to go. Petersburg winning 34-6. Shout out to the Plainview Christian Academy Eagles who drove here from Plainview, which is probably an hour and a half away, maybe, depending on which way they go. I know from Plainview to Lubbock is 45 minutes.
And from the Eagles, number 4, Jonathan Salmon.
Huh? Oh, about 35 minutes? Oh, yeah. Well, I'm way off. It's about 35 minutes. Plainview is 35 minutes from Petersburg. So that's what I said. Yeah, depending on which way you go, you know what I'm saying? Oh, we got a slip kick. Oh, slip kick, and it is obtained. It's caught by number 20, Brendan Grokey. Brendan Grokey.
It's
going to be 1st and 15 for the Eagles. Starting on their own 39-yard line. See, that's why I can't be in front of the line. It's just instruments, music, just keeps me going. Cameron Holt getting ready to received the snap. They got 2 people in front of them. That's what happened here. Incomplete pass. It was another Alvarado boy. He just scored a touchdown. Hey, Sue. Put the quarterback pressure. If you guys are on Instagram, you can follow us, SOAR_radio. And you can follow me, PDP05, as well. All righty, here goes Mr. Holt getting ready again to receive the snap. Oh, he's trying to. Oh, Sergio with the sack.
actually lost the ball right there. The whole Dawson actually lost the ball right there, but the referee said that he was actually down whenever the fumble occurred. It's going to bring up 2nd and 15 for the Eagles. Correction. It's going to bring up 2nd and Plainview for the Eagles. That's about a good 25 yards, 30-25. Well, what is going on here? I think they're confusing my six people over here, too, as well. Oh, okay. So now it's just going to be 3rd and 15. Holt's getting ready. He's in the shotgun. Looking pretty good lately. Oh, back on the play, Sergio Alvarado. With the quarterback set. Oh, Jesus Alvarado. That's what I really want to name my son. I mean, my wife, I'm going for it, is that we're just going to name him Jesus. I was like, nah. See, I'm like, Jesus. I don't like that. I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? You should be able to name your kid what you want. Anytime I worry about the real, yeah, Jesus will want you. Won't you too? You know what I mean? Don't let nobody tell you what you ain't worth. Yo, there goes Holt. He rolls around. Oh, pass is complete to number 22. Brandon Ballard.
Brought down by number 6.
Brought down by number 6. Sergio Alvarado. It's going to be 4th and 15 from their own 35-yard line. The Eagles getting ready to approach the line of scrimmage here. Don't let nothing get behind you. I'm defensive. If I'm coaching, I'm expressing to my young guys, you know, it's only one young guy out there, but don't let nothing behind you. Don't let nothing behind you. Uh-oh. Heading off to Ballard. What was that? That was 4th down.
Ball carry by number 22, Brandon
Ballard. I don't really understand that play call. 3 minutes and 58 seconds to go here in the first half. It's going to be 1st and 15 for the Buffaloes.
Starting out on the Eagles' 39-yard line.
If I'm the Buffaloes, I'm trying to get this touchdown. I'm trying to get as many touchdowns as I can before the half. If I'm the Buffaloes, I kind of got to send a statement out to the rest of the – got to send the rest to the rest of the Texas football world out there. Let them know we for real. There goes Maldonado. He's up under the center. Sergio's in the back. Oh, fake handoff. He throws it to Justin Smith. He catches it. Breaks one to the fence. Oh, he's still on his feet. Touchdown, Buffalo. That boy Justin Smith was like, I think, is he some kid of Zion Smith from the Texas Tech Red Raiders we drafted in the first round? What? No, he's not. But, man, Justin Smith is showing that he's the go-to guy for the Buffaloes here. That's what his third touchdown. That makes the score 40-6 here in the second quarter with still three. Oh, there goes a fumble on the snap, recovered by the Eagles. I guess we know what they're going to be working on all week next week. Because once you get into conference, you know, these points count. Especially football is a game of inches. Game of inches. It's all about angles. It's all about all of that. And every inch counts. Just like when you join the real world. Every penny counts. Every penny counts. You know? Now, do you want that change? Yeah, I want my 2 cents. Shoot. You know how much that is? Whenever businesses is like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like the business, like just say 100 people left two to three pennies behind just for that business because they too good to take their change. Shoot, you better take them pennies. Y'all ever seen Get Rich or Die Trying with 50 Cent? Talking about another hustler didn't collect coins, he said, but I did. But he did end up driving the Benz.
Yes, sir. You guys just now tuning in, man. We're live in Petersburg, Texas. 3 minutes and 48 seconds to go in the first half. Buffaloes are winning 40-6 on their home turf. It's week one, baby, high school football. Did you guys see the Oklahoma State Cowboys last night, man? They said it's like the fourth best appearance offensively. Well, we all got the best offensive game ever for Oklahoma State, and that's the running back, Barry Sanders, arguably the best college running back ever. That's included Thurman Thomas, you know, who was a senior whenever Barry came. All righty, there goes the kickoff. Eagles is returning. And that was number four, Jonathan Salmon, with the carry.
Brought down by number two.
Caden. Patterson, I'm sorry if I'm getting your name wrong. I really don't mean to.
First and 15
for the Eagles. Hey! Defense needs to be smart right here. If I'm the Eagles, I'm thinking I'm going deep. I'm going deep the whole time. Now quarterbacking is Jonathan Sam. He's going to go deep. Get him. Get him, Caden. Oh, there we go. Oh, he makes one dude miss. We got a flag on the play. Woo! Sackle by Caden and Justin Smith.
There is a flag on the play.
Flag on the play. Looks like that's going to be coming back. We got a holding on the Eagles. See? They say if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. But you can't get away with that holding. See, they just got a first down too, but it's just coming back like a Cadillac on four flats. The Eagles cheerleaders is looking to keep it live over there. It seems like they got more energy than the football team. Score right now is 40-6. Buffaloes has black pants, black jerseys, gold numbers, black helmets, gold stripes. Eagles have on black pants, white jerseys, blue numbers, blue helmets. Yellow Eagle. Uh-oh, looks like we got number four. He's just going to do a straight quarterback run here. Woo-wee! Taking down hard by number 10, Kyle Peterson. And if you guys tuning in to me, man, it's just a dream of mine. I've not been formally trained. I wasn't formally trained either to be on the professional hip-hop radio station either, but I taught myself. They say stay ready so you don't have to get ready. So that's what I'm doing. I'm not going with it. I'm simply growing with it. You know what I'm saying? Don't go with the flow, but grow with the flow. And you'll learn to be better tomorrow. All right. Uh-oh. We got another tackle for loss right there. Ball carrier number four, Jonathan Sammy. Brought down by number six, Sergio Alvarado, who's having a great game. 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go here in the second quarter. We got a timeout on the field. Timeout called by the Eagles. But, yeah, man, college football officially started yesterday. It was a few key games I was watching. I was watching the Oklahoma State game, the one I was just talking to you guys about. And then I can't wait to that Texas Tech game tomorrow. I'm ready to see who's going to start quarterback. We have three guys who could really go. But Coach Cliff is really good when it comes to picking quarterbacks. Johnny Manziel, whoop. Patrick Mahomes. Whoop. Man, and the list goes on and on. Pete Richardson, nah. Nah, I was a running back. The running back, y'all. How many miles is there in the mile, Pete? I don't know, 5,200. I mean, how many feet is there in the mile? Yeah. Oh, Denzel did a great job of that movie. But you want to know one of my favorite football movies? And that is Varsity Blues. Varsity Blues. Sutter, the dumbest smart person I know. Oh, we got another flag on the play. He's going to be offside. Those are Eagles. That's going to push them back 5 yards. 5 yards. It's going to be third and about 21 for the Eagles. Uh-oh. About fumble the snap. Uh-oh, pass complete to Holt that time. Wrapped up smooth by Justin Smith. Cameron Holt was the receiver right there. Him and the receiver actually switched jobs right there. Like, oh, give it to me. Oh, boom. Say, let me get some. 4th and 21 for the Eagles. And it seems like they're just letting the clock run down here. It's going down to 1:40. Score is 40-6. And it looks like the Petersburg band is about to perform here for halftime. You can catch them on Facebook Live as long as I got some good service. Yeah, that's one thing about the small towns, though. You know, the cell phone towers, you know, you hardly don't get no good cell phone service around here. There's pros and cons to everything. Timeout on the field. Buffaloes has been looking pretty good besides a couple key fumbles, and they have not been doing good at all on the field goal team. So I believe they're going to have to work on their special teams all next week because, like I was stating earlier, whenever they get into conference play, all of that stuff matters. Just right now we're not in conference play, and if we're up by so much, it seems like it don't matter. People can break off, you know what I mean? But just wait till it costs them a game, then the whole attitude is going to change. Guys in the Lubbock, Texas area, man, too. There's a game of the week, actually. Coronado versus Lubbock Estacado. Coronado has Blair Conright. He's supposed to be pretty good. And Estacado went deep into the playoffs last year, so they're looking to keep that momentum going. All righty, now here we go. Holt, he's scrambling around here. He's in the shotgun. It's 4th and long. Oh, pass incomplete. To Alvarado. That's going to be a turnover on downs. 1:21 to go here in the second quarter. If I'm Petersburg, I'm looking to get onto that board. You know what's the run rule? But they got to win by 45? Yeah, they're almost there. They need 2 more touchdowns.
First and 15 for the Buffalo.
Resting on the Eagles 24-yard line. 51-6. Oh, okay. Whoever gets 45 first win. Okay. Looks like we're the close to the end of this game right here. Oh, there goes Alvarado, Sergio, right to the left side of the field, and it is a touchdown, Sergio! Woo! And his family back there honking the horn. When I hear people honking their horns, that means it's time to run. What? Oh, the ice cream truck looks like they found somebody back there. The Petersburg cheerleaders looks like they have the year they're going to graduate on the back of their shirt. And now Buffaloes is getting ready for the field goal kick. There goes the kick, and it's good. Just barely over the upright right there. Makes the score 48-6. There's 1:14 to go here in Petersburg, Texas. The sun is no more, but the light is making everything glow. Yes, it's a great day here in Petersburg, Texas. They got the Buffaloes behind me. I might need to take one of them home, but then y'all won't hear me no more. I'll be in jail. But I wouldn't be hungry. I wouldn't be hungry no more. But you got to love the atmosphere out here. Shout out to Petersburg Boosters Club. Miss Debbie, thank you for having us. Thank you for having Soar Radio. It's really our pleasure.
Petersburg has dominated the full night. Also, let me give a huge shout out to the freshman. He's the running back, Hayden. Man, he put in some work this summer, and now he's starting. He got, potentially could be a four-year starter. He's getting ready to be on the kickoff team. He actually is in a contained position, the position I used to play. There goes Sergio with the kick. Oh, I thought it was going to do a little bounce, but it didn't. So now the Buffalo defense about to take over. We got a minute and 12 seconds to go here in the second quarter. First and 15, starting out on that on 34. You're online. Yay, yay. Yo, I'm just trying to. Y'all heard that big crit? Yo, I'm trying to turn this into something. Turn this into something. Yeah, I'm trying to turn this into something. So I'm talking about my goals, baby. Trying to turn this into something. Y'all going to hear me on ESPN one day. You're going to hear me on ESPN one day or Fox? Watch. FS1? Watch. Fox Sports Net? Watch. I'm coming for y'all. Uh-oh. Oh, that was Hulk with the pass intended for number four, Jonathan Seven. He threw a little behind him, though. That was the best they've looked all game. I guess they waited until they backed his way up against the wall before they really come up. That was a nice sled route by Salmon right there. He came out. How they teach you to do it in the league right there. Had his hands up, but it was just a bad pass. Holt just wasn't used to him coming out his break like that. See, that's why you can't be a sometime football player. You got to go hard all the time. All the time. Because when you get to college, there's no taking off. There's no taking off. We only know one speed. That's 100. Uh-oh. There's somebody that might go towards the freshman. Oh, pass incomplete, broken up by Jesus. Pass breaking up by Jesus Alvarado.
Brandon Bowers. Number seven.
We got 1 minute and 3 seconds to go here. If you're just now tuning in, the score is 48-6. Petersburg, they can end the game here in the first half if they get the ball again and score real quick. Right now it is third down and 15. Quarterback got the pressure on him. Alvarado, oh, he's fine. Oh, was that a fumble? Oh, was he down? They said he's down. They tried to, whoa. They tried to get a little creative right there.
Number six,
Sergio Alvarado, the fumble recovery and the quarterback pressure. They have 53 seconds to get inside the end zone, and that will be game time.
Excuse me.
Man, I hear with this grass. Allergies. All right, Maldonado is up under the center. Jonathan. He's a junior this year. Uh-oh, ball given to Caden. He goes around the left side of the field. He's pushed out of bounds. It looked like he was about to try to get with that right there, boy. Ooh, Potters. Potters. Caden Potters. Brought down by Cameron Holt. He ran out of bounds, so the clock did stop.
Gain of 8 on the play.
Gain of 8 on the play. Second down and 7 for the Buffalo. The ball is on the Eagles' 16-yard line. They are knocking on the door. They could really end it right now by giving it to Justin Smith, but I can tell. We're about to let this young pup get some touches here. And Caden gets the ball. He goes up. Oh, makes more. Two minutes. Touchdown! Touchdown! Caden Trotters. There it is. I think that's the second touchdown of the night. That's the freshman doing it right. Makes the score 4-6. And that's with me. That's good. All right. You know what I'm saying? Woo! It's a great day here to be part of Buffalo Nation. The Buffalo Band is getting ready to perform. Rest in peace, Mr. C. Continue to fly high. We lost him week 2 of last year. And what do you know? The field goal was good! By number 8, Ventura Lopez. That was one that sir. Oh. And then it'll be over. Right, but you never know. Yes. Yes, well, I'm live on the radio right now. My wife is live up there on Facebook. But yes, for Sore Radio.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, if you guys just not tuning in, you can see parts of the game on our Facebook too as well. Just type in SOAR, that in which that is SOAR, Saving Athletes Respectfully. If you guys just not tuning in too, didn't get to hear me hear how SOAR started. It was actually a school assignment, a research project. Got kicked out of a group. And I ended up coming up with two research projects, and this was one of them. And I came up with another one too that I presented in class called STACK. Seeking the answer for childhood cancer. And I wasn't very smart growing up. It was just I decided to apply myself at a later age when I found out. But when I knew for a fact football wasn't going to work, so I was just like, hey, just let me be smart. And but guys, hey, they say if you want to make God laugh, just tell him your plans. That was a flag on the. So like we kicked the ball. I don't think that was a. If that was me, I would have tried to kick the ball as far as I could. That's just me. So it's going to be 1st and 15 for the Eagles here. 42 seconds to go from the Buffalo's 38-yard line. We have a flag on the play, too, as well. I thought it should have been. Referees right now getting in the huddle. All right. Looks like we're back. I wonder what they were talking about in there. They should have a live right there where we can see what the live referee discussion. All righty. Here goes Holt. He's in a shotgun. It's like, oh, he's like, he's going to drop back and run. Oh! Fuck everybody, number 8, Cameron Holt right there. And it looks like he got out of bounds. Looks like the clock did stop. Now they look like they want to have some life to him. Whenever they see that, they about to get ran rude. See, well, what we used to call them back in the day, we used to call them, oh, there goes about number 21. Tackled by Yvonne Salise. It's going to be 3rd and long right here for the Eagles. 25 seconds to go. If I was play back, Caden, play back. There goes the ball. Pass complete to number 4. Oh! Pass complete to number 4, Jonathan Demon, brought down by number 10, Tal Peterson, and also number 1, Maldonado, Jonathan Maldonado. Oh, 5, 4, 3. There goes the snap, and that's going to be the end. There goes the pass. A pass incomplete. Broken up by number 2, Caden Brunez. That boy had a great game this week. That will be the end of the game. We have a run rule. 56-6. They won by 50 points. That is the game. Week 1, Petersburg Buffaloes over Plainview Christian Academy. And now they're on the field and they're shaking hands. What's up, y'all? To get ready to play. Shout out to everybody who was listening to the game. And now I'm about to record the Petersburg Band. I don't know if I'm going to get on Facebook Live. Let you guys hear it right here on the radio. Yes, that's exactly what I would do. Now the field right now is getting ready for a prayer. And right now, as they're praying right there on the field, the Buffalo Bears is making their way over here to the field. And I want to say thank you guys for tuning in to Saving Athletes Respectfully Soar Radio. It's really been my pleasure. Thank you, Debbie, for having us out here, allowing us to pursue our dreams, allowing us to do what we do and put our and help these kids out and have these kids get noticed as college recruiters. So if any of my friends out here listening that work for colleges, or D1, D2, no matter what level you're on, man, you football coaches, feel free to reach out to me, and I would love to give you guys some information for any of my guys here on Petersburg Buffalo or anybody that we do play. You can check us out on Facebook, too, as well, called SOAR. You can type in SOAR every day, and you will hear that, too, as well.
Justice Smith,
the major
space
fabulous. Justice Smith. All righty, you guys. Y'all good?
Already.
Well, already, you guys. I'm about to get some video footage. Thank you guys for tuning in, broadcasting live from Petersburg, Texas. It's your host, Petey Pig.